You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
You know, I know it says we're muted during that intro, but I'm always afraid it is working. It's like, oh God, what if we say something stupid? Which, right. I feel like it's happened a few times.
People are going to hear me scream like fallacies or something.
Yeah, so we're back. We're doing something a little bit different this time. We're just going to kind of just vibe. There's not really much to talk about news-wise, but we just want to, you know, throw some new ideas out there and see what sticks. I'm your host, Derek. That's also Derek, two best friends trying to live that gaming dream.
Right, and fall in love.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, with we're each already. Other. Yeah, right, right, right. Yeah. My girlfriend's jealous of our love. It's kind of like, she's like Carla, and yes, we're Turk and JD.
Yes. Perfect. The perfect reference.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick reminder, we're cloud streaming this, so basically if there's any internet interruptions, it just happens. Nothing I can do about it. We live like, how many miles do we live away from each other? Do you know off the top of your head?
A few hours, so I'm gonna say it's like close to 100. Sounds reasonable.
Hold on a second. I just Siri'd it, but I didn't want to say your town, so about 90 miles.
Yeah.
About 90 miles. So, you know, it's the only way. I can't, unfortunately, on a weekday, we can't just drive to each other and stop everything. You know, it's just,
right.
I mean, we could, but, you know, gas is still terrible.
Oh my God, yeah.
At least in the States, yeah. just want to mention that. Join our Discord. Donate us to us if you can so we can get that sick gaming PC and can do more stuff, like edit more and play more intensive games. I've been teetering on the edge of getting Hell Let Loose, but apparently there's like some controversy behind it. Did you know that Team 17 outright bought them?
The company that made them? Really?
Yeah. They're originally the publisher, and they published the game, but they bought out the developer like 2 years or a few years after the fact. But right. I was just surprised it was Team 17. They're the Worms people.
Yeah, they're like the indie guys. Why would they? That's weird.
Right. So apparently, like, not intentionally, but they're like not doing good with the game after it was taken over. They're just they're dropping the ball pretty hard.
Yeah,
like I had what is his name? The awesome cool dude who donated to us the other day.
Oh, not Sneaky Skeeter.
Not Sneaky. Yeah, Skeeter, cool dude. We're talking about war games, and I was playing BattleBit, and I was like, oh, you know, can I play Hell Let Loose on my Amazon wishlist for Prime Day? Not on sale.
Of course.
But it's only $30, right? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I think you claimed it on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah,
like,
and I think they added crossplay to it.
Yeah, there's crossplay, okay. but not with PC. So it had to be on my Xbox.
Oh, great. Anyway.
Right. Well, which is fine. Honestly, like, I've always said that I hate crossplay with PC players because it's just like there's always modders on the PC side or cheaters.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like, but when it comes to fighting games, that's different. Fighting games need it. Like, they need that crossplay between consoles and PC.
Oh, yeah, it just keeps the game alive forever.
Right, exactly. But with shooters, it's like, it's just terrible, you know? And made Call of Duty so much worse.
Anyway,
so, like, I was watching this their most recent trailer, and it looked like something from, like, from a PS2 era in terms of, like, quality. It was just, like, it was all cinematic. Like, hey, there's our big update. Like, you didn't show us anything. It was just, like, I guess that's the start of my rant. I hate CGI trailers. I don't like, unless it's purely story, which is kind of different. I don't like them for games. I really don't.
I want more companies to just take Nintendo's model of, okay, we don't announce the game until it's ready, and the first trailer we show has a release date of like 2 months away.
I mean, so I agree with you to an extent. The issue is that they probably need it to be out there so there's more investors or like or pre-orders to come in. Nintendo doesn't necessarily need pre-orders at this point. It just helps them. But everyone else, like, you know, I think they need pre-orders. That's why they you know,
like, they're struggling.
But when they do a trailer and they don't give a release date, then I'm pissed off. Then it's like, hey, well, why did you just tease me like this? Like, I got chub and I can't do it.
You ruined it. Yeah.
Yeah, you ruined the chub. I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to think, what's like, do you, off the top of your head, is there like a CGI trailer that just like, it didn't ruin the game, but you're just like, why did they show this? Like, there's just no
Fable.
Oh,
Like, why?
No, no, no. Remember, they said that, like, a fair amount of it was from in-game.
Oh, right, right, right. In-game CGI trailers. Completely right, right, different than, like, a normal CGI trailer.
Right, exactly. So,
yeah, you're Fable, wrong. I want, you know, we've been waiting for Fable for, like, what, 7 years now? They announced that game ago, like, that long ago. And all we still got was, like, a CGI trailer. Like, what's wrong with them? Come on.
I mean, it's just a, can I say it's a classic Xbox L? Can I, is that like a,
oh, yeah.
Do I sound
yeah,
old absolutely. If I say that?
No, 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 no.
Although, a W, have you heard, seen all these Master Chief Collection updates?
Oh, not they- only that, the Master Chief Collection is getting updates. They turned on, like, servers for, like, old Call of Duty games again, like Black Ops 1 and, like, the original Modern Warfare 2 and stuff. I don't know what's going on, but, like, the old games, I think Microsoft has just realized, like, yeah, we have nothing. Everybody wants wait, the old stuff.
I'm confused. Microsoft did it?
I yeah, because the they have the backwards compatibility with those games.
So oh, I think they, okay. I see
they
what you're
signed,
saying.
Like,
okay.
a deal to get them back on or something. Yeah.
I know, like, the old Call of Duty games on PC are getting, like, just decimated by cheaters.
Oh,
like,
they're yeah, gone.
It's just gone. It, and everyone's like, hey, can you guys stop, like, or do something bad? They're like, it's not the new Call of Duty. So.
Yeah, it's that scene from, like, Toy Story where the kid's like, I don't want to play with you anymore. Just drops
and it's just, like, a bunch of toys this time. Yeah. It's just all Call
all
of Duty.
The Call of Duty.
It's just like, if Call of Duty is older than 365 days, it makes nothing. It does nothing for them. They're just right. like, no. But yeah, the like I think 343 is like, wait a second, Infinite's a dime, or like it, nothing's going well for it. But Master Chief Collection, what if we?
What
I don't
we
know.
Fix
update
it
again. What if yeah. we fix it?
What if we just make the game even better than it already is again?
Like they added genius 8-player firefight to playlist.
Oh yeah.
Now you it not, now it's drop in and out. So like if you disconnected before, you couldn't rejoin. Which,
right.
I mean, that's cool. Apparently they hired like these Halo 1 modders to like get restored content that was never released.
That's so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, from like when it was originally to be like an when it was supposed to be like an art when it, originally when Halo was supposed to be an RTS, there was the content from that and they're bringing it back. It's like
that's
what?
Amazing. what are they doing? Yeah, what?
And then I'm going to give credit with Halo Infinite. This is pretty awesome. They added into like the rotation 3 maps made by people on Forge that are just recreation of Halo 3 and 2 maps. Like the one, I don't, Zanzibar maybe? I don't remember its name. Where it's like, it has the giant wheel that turns in the middle of the map.
Oh,
and it's just
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them. Like, and that map, I don't know why. I love that map. It was
that,
so weird.
Yeah,
but
that map was so good though.
And it was like 2 other maps. I'm like, you know what? I accept this. I don't need an official remake of these of the Halo 3 maps, but if you let the players remake them and then add it to a playlist, that's like that's a win to me.
That's just so big brain. Like that's right. just perfect community service for this kind of right. game.
Which makes me want to look at the Forge. Like I kind of want to do an not in an episode, just like you and me tinker around like what you can
right,
actually
just
make.
Mess yeah. around with it. Yeah, I haven't touched it since they added it. Even
what
like
have
Infinite.
You
myself. that's not something new.
I was gambling. Like he's probably gonna say not even myself, but you actually just you went full sack. Might as well be honest.
Yeah, it's
also,
true.
I love this like this camera orientation for us because on your end I can just see Godzilla and Shenron or Omega Shenron, and yeah. I'm all about that.
It's beautiful.
I just saying like,
and I can just see Zach's
you can see,
legs sticking.
Zach is just Zach ready for it. He's like, just,
oh, and he
really matters. You know I have your credit card information, right? And then at least on my side, you can see my the Hyrule Shield and Broly. And for me, beautiful. That's what matters. Right. I mean, it's cool to see these Halo W's, though. I know we've touched upon it, but I really feel like at some point, they should just throw Infinite onto the Master Chief Collection. Just like...
Oh, yeah. Just
you know?
Like, wipe your hands of it. It's it's basically free to play at this point. Nobody's playing the campaign. Nobody cares.
Right.
Like, just, I don't know, add it to that and just make a big, make that, like, just call it Halo at this point. And just, like, have that as all
right.
Halo. So,
because like they called the Master Chief Collection, but they added Reach. So, like,
right. They added Reach and ODST. So it's right. not. It's just the Halo collection now.
No, actually, no. What they should do is just rename it to Halo Waypoint. Remember that? Where it was like they're kind
of. Oh yeah.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah, just do that.
And have all Halo games just on there, and then because of game pass and stuff like that, it's just like a literal 24/7 Halo service. You right. know, I feel like that that does a lot.
That just makes sense. I don't know. You're not doing anything right, 343. So like,
well, the Master Chief Collection. I think. Well, I think they knocked that out of the park somehow.
Right. This they like. I don't know. They refuse to mess up the Master Chief Collection for whatever right. reason. But Infinite, they were like, no. It's that guy who just put out the butt wiping tutorial. That was what 343 did with Halo Infinite.
I kind of wish. So Mikan came out with this video of reaction to this guy who literally nared his butthole. Like not even
that's like on YouTube. Exactly, it's on YouTube. Not censored or anything. But,
what they should have done, what he should have done, or anyone doing a reaction, was do a cut from Mass Effect. Here is my butthole. Oh, yeah. Remember? From YouTube poop.
I'm Daenerys Targaryen, and here is my butthole.
But like, it brings the conversation, it categorizes educational. So that's how like some things where like surgeries and stuff are allowed on YouTube, because if it's educational, it can be allowed.
Right.
But like, again, I said this before, and like this is like educational assault. Like I didn't ask to be educated on this, but you are educating me on how to.
Right, I am learning, but I'm not happy about it. I don't like how you're going about it, like showing me your butthole. Like, come on.
You know that miserable feeling at school when you're like, there's a topic you don't want to learn, but you have to sit through it. It's like that, but 10 times worse because it's someone's butthole.
Right. You're like sitting through sex ed, and it'd be like if your teacher was like, all right, now up close and personal with my butthole today.
Now, this is Spread Eagle, unwipe.
Right. This is my butthole pre-fingering. All right. Now I'm going to shove it in.
Oh my God. And this is all educational, by the way.
Right. Just educational. None of the same. We got a big watermark here.
Education. Right. It's all educational. You can't, no one can demonetize us. We're just spitting facts about what happened and how the education system works with it.
That's right.
Side note, I like this kind of rambling format we got right now. But
it's kind of cool.
Do you remember the topic we talked about a while ago? I mean, like probably a year plus, where like high schools are now starting like esports teams.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I still think about that, and I'm like, if it was there, would I have joined? Like what during our time would we get publicly like chastised for being on a, you know, esports team?
Feel like yes. I don't know. I feel like we would still join and just like hide it, be like no, like keep it underground.
No.
That was an esports team, and then have like a secret handshake, like like what was that? No, don't worry about it. It's fine.
But really think about it. I would have loved to be a coach and be like, how did you do that? Why?
You didn't even teabag him? What are you doing? Get back in there.
get back in there. You didn't teabag to your full extent. Or if you had to kick someone off the team, be like, look, man, your teabagging skills just aren't up to snuff, man. I'm sorry. You know, you're not doing it enough.
You're not bringing enough to the team. And honestly, I don't know. I'm pretty disappointed.
I'm just getting more ideas as we're talking, but I just read, I think it was either today or yesterday, but Xbox is implementing a feature where you can report someone based on voice chat. So where you can send clips to them for reports for voice chat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. So like if I said, you know, you're ugly, someone, you could clip that and be like, hey, I'm reporting this. I think A, it's sad. I will say on the record, you are a narc. You are, you know, like
grow a pair. You know, this is the internet. All right. Nobody's going to baby you on here. Come on.
Right. Look, am I going to say everyone's too soft? No, but I don't know. Did it make us tougher when we were younger? Where these people absolutely. Were just like...
Being called a failed, abortion. Yeah. You're allowed to say that, right? Yeah. Like a failed abortion, like, as a kid on Xbox Live playing like Modern Warfare 2 and stuff, of course, nothing phases me anymore. But these newer kids aren't getting that. So it's like, I don't know. You call them like, ma'am, and they get mad or something. Like, right? Like,
you get this, you're out in cuffs.
Like, right. Yeah.
You call them ma'am. Yeah. 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 Ooh, sorry. Ooh,
you're going to jail.
Big oof. Okay. Like that. I see. That should just be a slur at this point. Like, did you oof this man?
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Guilty.
Jail.
Send him to 1,000 oofs. No. It's just, I don't know. That, like, on one hand, I can kind of understand, I guess. But again, my big brain idea is just use the block button. Everyone has it. It's really not that difficult. Like, right. Every game has like a block option, and that should be more than enough.
Right. There. It shouldn't be that difficult for you to just be like, no, I don't want to talk to this person anymore. All right, block them on Facebook or whatever. Or even, like, on video games. Like, League of Legends, for example. You sit and block, like, 90% of the
right,
lobby after the game. And then you never see them again. So.
Right. And although, when you do get that, like, your report is, like, the feedback report. Like, hey, we took action. You're like, yeah.
That's right. You're like, yeah, I did it. I got it.
Well, the thing is, with League specifically, I don't care when someone like shit talks. What I do care is when they do that and like grief, where or like a teammate, where they objectively make the throw the game.
Right.
Like, I don't care if you're a douche. I care if you're a douche that makes me lose the game.
Right. Right. If you're gonna be a douche, at least like be skillful at the game. Like, back it up. Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
I had a friend who was like when I was playing League and I was like, you know, it was just starting and like I was like responding to people shit talking, they're like, Derek, I understand you want to respond to them, but you got to get better at the game before you can.
Right.
Just like, damn, you're right. Damn,
you're right.
And I played a montage, like, push it to the limit. I'm just like, it's just a montage of me like left clicking and like,
like working hitting out your fingers, like,
yeah, like the rubber band.
Yeah.
Look, anyone who's like listening audio wise, I'm telling you, this podcast is infinitely better through video. We do a lot of
hand gestures.
In other news I wanted to bring up, I finally am getting a Steam Deck. I'm gonna do this for myself.
Yay! Yeah.
On sale, which I okay, this goes on way too long.
Yeah, that was so long.
That was way too long. I was like, no, okay. And I'm like, the more I thought about it, I'm actually getting more excited because, for starters, I realized there's like 30 minutes to an hour each day where I'm like prepping for dinner. Right. And now I can kind of just like be there and just like game, which is kind of cool to me.
Yeah.
So I can finish, because I want to finish in my head anyway. I want to finish Spider-Man. I want to play Miles Morales. All before I go to your place for the Spider-Man thing.
Right.
I want to play Isaac on there. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh yeah, that'll be sweet.
Right, exactly. BattleBit isn't certified, but everyone's playing it on there anyway, so I want that. Or I think that's going to be cool. I want your opinion on this. This is like a live opinion. So because I realized Street Fighter 6 is Steam Deck certified, and like they literally made it so 60 FPS. But like,
oh really?
What they did was like, so because you can't have a fighting game where the frames dip. You know, that's literally like a death sentence.
Right.
So based on what I've seen, they just made it so like all the background is just like the blurriest stuff you'll see, but like the stage and like the people are like super crisp.
Oh, which, okay.
That's a fair compromise, right? Like,
right. That's fine. Right. The background doesn't do anything for the game, so.
So I'm like, should I buy it for Steam now? I already have an Xbox, but I need a new controller. We just got the Starfield controllers, or we're getting them when we get them because they restocked, which no one talked about.
Right.
So, like, do you think I should pick it up for Steam and just, like, sell it from Xbox because I can play it portably? Oh, there's no cross-progression. So, like, you have to reset? Yeah, so, like, I only played Ryu. Yeah, it's cross-play. So, like...
I don't know. It's hard.
Right, tough call, right?
Yeah, I would say, like, play with the Steam Deck a little first, see how you like it.
No, that's fair. Right. Well, I mean, like, yeah, assuming I get to that point where I'm like, I'm not going to.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you like the feel of it too, because, or you can hook up your Xbox controller to it, right? I don't see why not.
Yeah, wirelessly. But I also got the dock for myself. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can do it wirelessly, but I, you know, like, but like, here's the thing. I'm going to use the. Like, if I'm going to play it on, like, the Steam version, I'm going to play it on my desktop. But, like, when I'm on the go, I'm just going to use what's available.
Oh, right.
Right. Like, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, then, yeah.
But, like, I just don't know if I should do it because, like.
Right, just because.
I lose that progress.
Or, right. Is it, like, the onlines, is it seasons for the ranked?
I don't think so.
You just rank up? Oh, okay. It's hard. That's a hard question.
Hello to you, Piggy World Timmy. Are you not human? I kind of want to mention that. Human. We had a YouTube comment here. That's right. You know, I don't know why we don't mention this at the beginning, but based on the new software we use, we can respond to comments live, like put it on the stream. So talk to us literally while we're live streaming and we will respond most likely. So just, you know, send us questions or, you know, fan mail, you know. I want to see we need a PO box.
Oh my god, I would love to do PO box openings.
Who sent us a stinky diaper? Who did it?
That's my only concern, is that, like, that's absolutely gonna happen. There's just gonna be gross things in it. Someone's gonna send us like ants or cockroaches or something, and I'm just gonna be like, no. If I hear any shuffling in the box, that's it. Oh, this is like a vibrator. That's fine. That's funny. But, like,
I don't know why someone send us that. What did we get from that?
Haha, got you.
Well, I mean, free is free. I just, I don't know.
Right. Free,
this is my review of a or, you know what we could use it for? I've seen people do it where, like, they'll press it against their finger for key presses. So you get, like, an insane amount of key presses from vibration.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, like, your finger's vibrating so fast that, you know, it's just going to... I mean, I'm not sure what you're going to use it, like, or how you're going to apply that.
Right.
Here's the other question. I don't know why this isn't going away.
I did notice it's still there.
It's, like, auto-highlighting whatever I pick. If I do hide on stream, then it hides the... I guess... Okay, no, I'll have to do it that way. What were we talking about before the vibrator?
I don't remember.
A Street Fighter.
Oh yeah. Getting it on the Steam Deck. Yeah. I think it would be a pretty good buy.
But do you think I should you think I should then trade in my Xbox version?
Yeah, you should be able to like trade it in to that. We could say
God. Game, well, I don't know what you're
to GameStop and buy like Steam currency with it. So,
that's a really good idea, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Good ideas. I'm few and far between. I'm kidding.
I know. Sometimes I have them.
Oh, okay. I thought you were wearing a plain red shirt, which never happens. I was like, oh, okay.
My closet now is like completely concert t-shirts and like a couple of video game t-shirts. Oh, that's why I want. So yesterday I went to the concert. For those who don't know, yesterday was my birthday. I went and saw Yellow Card, Mayday Parade, Story of the Year, and This Wildlife. And I got to meet Kevin from This Wildlife. And I was just kind of like starstruck a little, so I was like kind of fumbling or whatever, but I forgot to ask him when the new vinyls were shipping, because I want my Never Fade vinyl, and the I ordered the metal shirt with it too.
They're not signed, right?
The vinyls, no.
We'll have to bring them to the well, assuming we get them in time, the November, to get them signed.
Yeah, but they Yeah, good.
I go strictly meet and greet, especially with This Wildlife. It's like relatively cheap comparatively other bands.
I have to. I showed him like a picture of the last time I met them, which was at like the Warped Tour, and I was wearing the shirt that they were wearing last time, which was like the sunflower and coffin like Hawaiian shirt. So now I got to buy the new Hawaiian shirt, because the picture I took yesterday is him in that Hawaiian shirt. So I'll just always be a shirt behind. But but they also sent me a 15% off coupon for my birthday. So
that's dope.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting it at all. So I was like,
cool. They're like really chill dudes. I've been I mean I haven't seen them in like a year, but like it actually got to a point where they remembered me and they were like, oh, wait, weren't you at like our last like three concerts? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was, it's really cool. But, God, November can't come soon enough. Assuming that's, a concert's gonna be close enough in November, but we'll figure one out.
Yeah.
We'll pray here. I'm praying. Anyway, let's see here. Yeah. Now once I get the Steam Deck though, I'm going to have like, I guess I'm going to have to just buy everything. I was going to say buy all my games from Steam again, but it's just like, I like physical. Maybe I'll just keep the Switch for like just pure Nintendo games. And then.
Right. The Switch is never going away. That's the hard part, is that there's still like
right.
Pikmin and.
Oh, right. Well, I mean,
Zelda and Mario RPG and stuff.
If you didn't get any indie games and you purely stuck to Nintendo. Oh, you still get a great, console out of it.
Right. I saw a bunch of people, like, crapping on Nintendo for this year. Because, like, for the anniversary of Mario, all they did was, like, Mario 35 and the Mario All-Star Collection. And this year it was like, oh, Mario Wonder, Mario RPG Remake. Here's a Princess Peach game and Luigi's Mansion 2 coming again. Like, oh, cool. Thanks. Love it.
I mean, it does take a fair amount of time. I don't know. I'm not saying they didn't horribly mismanage the 35th anniversary, but, you know,
They could have done better.
Oh, yeah, they could have done better, but I don't know. I'm not too picky about it. Also, I've been playing Brilliant Diamond, and I don't know. I'm still not, like, sold on the chibi style of the characters. The animation for the Pokemon, though, I mean, they're stellar.
Oh, like the in-battle cutscenes?
Yeah.
10 out of 10. The chibi style, I don't know. Looking back, it's not too bad, but I still, like, I don't know. It was just stupid.
Like, I'm like, I don't know. I kind of wish it was in the 2D style or the pixel art. If it was more of a port, but...
I want them to do it like, what is that, Octopath and
like Triangle 2D, 3D?
Yeah, do like a 2D, 3D if you want to like update it. Otherwise, just leave it purely 2D. Nobody cares. Nobody's mad about the 2D style.
Well, maybe at like Nintendo's offices, they're like, we don't have any 2D artists anymore.
They're all like, dead.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, that style went out. Sorry.
Yeah, so like I mean I want to beat I'm casually playing through it, but I'm like, I don't want to beat it because once I get to Dialga, I'm gonna shiny hunt it and just do the reset stream,
right?
So that's gonna be like the biggest holdback from my review or right. Our review, just like, let's see, it took me 3 hours to beat the game. 280 was from resetting, so that's
perfect.
Yeah, I know, I'm happy I have it. I'm still worried though that like they're gonna do a black and white remake. I'm like,
yeah, I don't know what's next. I mean, next would obviously be black and white, but like, I don't know. I feel like nobody cared about those games. I feel like Nintendo would just like do them like as an offshoot really quick, but have them like partnered with like the next generation like the month after or something,
right? Because the way I see it, if I want more remakes, it either has to be in 2D or like make it more like Sword and Shield where it's 3D but linear, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
Like that's the kind of update, because I still love Sword and Shield. I love Dynamax Adventures. That was like such a fun mechanic. Black and White had rotation battles.
Awful. Worst mechanic. I don't know. Pokemon Company, what were you even trying to think? Like, oh, what if we rotate them to the right? No. doesn't work.
And, like, triple battles didn't live at all either. It only lived from
what, black and half white a to... game.
Yeah, really though. I mean, like, wait, did Black and White 2 have the rotation battles too, or is it like?
I think they took it out. Honestly, I think it was only in Black and White 1.
Because stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like, why they were like, oh, well, this is stupid. Actually, the whole game's stupid. Why are we making a sequel to it?
Look, I've seen people who like fights a or Rob, he fights a death on. He loved Black and White.
The only thing I like was the story, and even like even then, like it was like, you know, it's a Pokemon story. You can't even like
what's it
boast about it.
I liked
like N was cool as like a anti villain or whatever he was, anti hero.
Was like it Black and White 2? With the like the tournament train or not train but like the tournament, because that was really cool.
I think it was. I remember like the end where you like Kyurem comes and like steals Zekrom or Reshiram, whoever.
Right.
And you fight him in this like sweet area, and ends like dying on the ground. He's like, he was too powerful. I can't do this. Get out of here. You're gonna die. And then you're like, nah, I'm the main character, dude. I got plot armor. And then you go and throw a Pokeball at it.
Yeah, two words. Master Ball.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
You know, also, side note, I feel like this is the first time I actually seen your tattoo on stream.
Oh, right?
Yes. That was a nice little yeah.
My sword.
It goes like, I feel like it's like one of those sword.
It's like one of those Power Ranger things that they used to wear. Yeah, Mighty Morphin time.
Happiness. Yeah, it's not.
It's defective.
Work. Come on.
Just do it.
Just do it. Make me want to get more tattoos again. But
dude, we gotta finalize the logo, because I want to get a tattoo of it. Probably get it like on my arm somewhere, so I could be like, yeah, this is our podcast right here.
No, you have to do it on your chest. Like, this is our
podcast. This is our podcast.
Just twist your nipples too.
Sexual thrill.
Oh man. Jamie, for a second.
So what stuff are you gonna buy on Prime Day? I did see Sonic Forces is at a low of $35. Is it worth it?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, you're the one who's usually in charge of before you, but should you buy?
See, my answer is no, because I think 20 is still like the highest I want to pay for that game. But
there's no Shadow the Hedgehog, so right. I would agree with you. $20.
They did add City Escape to the jukebox, though. And a birthday hat for Sonic's birthday.
A birthday?
I know.
It's as rare as the RuneScape like party hats? Or
no,
is it
no, it's not. Dead Cells is on sale on the Switch.
I already have that. Oh, and plus I want the Castlevania one, which I totally forgot to commit to.
I 100% forgot that was a
thing. Right.
Is that still a thing? Wait, do it.
Probably.
Still purchase it?
He's anyway. Mm. Oh, you know what? To answer your question about the Prime stuff, I finally got an air fryer for nice. Half off because nice. I want to make food fast. I got the Starfield controller, but it wasn't for Prime Day. Just Best Buy, you know, stealth released it again.
Right.
what am I? Now I'm forgetting. Stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
I feel like it wasn't. It made me realize I pretty much hit everything I needed for content creation, except for like a stronger PC.
That's that was all I was thinking of, was like, what do I need? And it was like, yeah, stronger. It was like expensive stuff. It was like a stronger PC and like an actual like high resolution camera to use as a webcam. Other than like,
you know, the one I have is on sale.
How much was yours?
Well, when I bought it, it was like $100.
Oh, how much is it?
I think. Yeah. I think so.
Hold what on. Camera?
Is it? The Elgato face cam. Although sometimes I just hook up my phone to
that's what, oh, I meant like a real camera.
Oh.
But they're super expensive too. So it's
oh no, yeah, those are like, I mean, I thought about that too, but that's like, that's either a donation goal. Excuse me.
Yeah, get us
a cameras. Donation goal, or like we're literally like money's coming in.
Right, right. We have a way to pay for them.
Right.
They like have currently, these like vlog kit ones that I kept seeing, and I was like, oh, that's really cool because it comes with like a boom mic attachment for the camera and like a stabilizer and all this other stuff. And I'm like, but the camera only records in 20 megapixels, and it's like nothing. It's garbage. My phone does more than that. Like,
that's what I, well, two things. One, Willix, yeah, no, when I get the KFC console, that's technically still, I think, need to be released. But I got an air fryer, which I'm happy about. I got, what's it called? 500 gigabyte SD card, a fast version. I could have got a terabyte for like $20 more, but it was at slower speeds and I want like a compromise. So like, I'll have like almost close to a terabyte of storage on the Steam Deck. Right. So I think it's enough. Like, I'm not looking to overload it.
Oh, you told Willix that you were getting the Steam Deck?
Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't. Oh.
Willix, he's getting the Steam Deck.
Yeah, I got
it. And like, he's doing it the right way and getting an SD card, not an external hard drive.
Yeah, I got, I mean, as like an early birthday gift, because they're all three of them are on sale.
Right, and right. It's the perfect time to buy it.
So it can't be like a surprise, and kind of. So he gave me most of the money towards it. I covered the last 100. But that's like, that's fair.
Oh, $100 for a Steam Deck, it's worth it.
Right, exactly. But also including the dock. So I spent about 170 in total. Not including the SD card, because I can use that in multiple ways.
Right.
Yeah.
YouTube archives and stuff.
And then lastly, for Amazon Prime Day, I got a new computer speakers, because somehow on the yesterday, my speakers started crackling. I'm like, why? Which, did I ever tell you how I accidentally got these? This, like, your this sound speakers? Bar?
No.
Yeah. Like, years ago, I put on, like, my Amazon wish list for Christmas for, like, my family, because, like, I don't expect them to know what they get me. I put, like, I linked them to a sound, or I linked it to what I thought was, like, a sound bar for my TV. Like, a real sound bar, which I have.
Right.
But, like, I have now. But, I got this. I'm like, oh, what is this? Like, oh, it's a soundbar you wanted. I'm like, is this what I linked? And it was. But then it was like the best Christmas gift ever, because it was just like exactly what I needed and didn't know I needed. It was awesome. I'm like, wow. Like I was when I opened it, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, okay, it's a computer speaker. What do you do? Like I didn't ask for this, but I'm like, wow, I use this. Like I've used this every day for like the last 5 years.
That's amazing.
And it kind of. Right, it's like a Dell like speakers, like it's something like amazing, but I wasn't looking for anything at the moment, but like I'm not trying to have like these high def subwoofer situation going on,
Right, yeah.
So now I have some, or I'm getting something called the Solion R30 Plus. I don't know, it's got some RGBs I don't care about.
Sounds kind of cool.
You know what? Yeah, it's usually 40. I got it for like 30. I wasn't looking to break the bank with it. Like, cause when I'm listening to, like, I use the speakers when I'm working and just like kind of like casually listening to music.
Right.
But 90% of the time I'm using my headset. So.
Right. There's no point.
Right. Right.
Just breaking news of something I wanted to tell you. The Stonks U2's figure is on sale for $10 for Prime Day. There's a bunch of these U2s on sale for Prime
really?
Day. Yeah, we're just gonna do a Prime Day deep dive. Bored Pablo, I don't know what that is. Oh, it's from Narcos. That's $10. Sad I'm Clown absolutely... on a Desk is $10. Candyman is $10. Garfield's still $35, but worth it. Winslow from Cat Dog is on sale for $15.
Huh.
That's kind of dope.
I'm definitely eating the stocks. Like, I literally put that in my cart.
There's a troll Mumbo? Face for, what is this? Why is this cat so adorable?
Yes, cats are usually adorable.
They have Ludwig. He's not on sale, though.
I don't know. Is it weird that I don't care about content creators?
No, content creators are, as a content creator, I can say they're the worst.
I can say that.
Yeah. Legally, I can say that.
As a content creator, which I feel like since, like, now that we hit 1,000 subscribers plus, 1,100 actually, I like we're kind of like now start really starting as content creators.
Yeah.
You know, like
things
like,
we say actually matter now.
Right. You know, I can't tell you the amount of ratios I've gone on Twitter since I've everything I say is a bad take on Twitter. Like, we just get ratioed now. Come on. I just want Prime Day. Right, Prime Day deals. That's right. This is now that's another kind of goal of mine. I want to be, or like just like one time, I want to be one of those live streaming on Amazon doing like the roulette of items.
Oh, right. Just like,
yeah.
Watch me spend $400 really quickly.
Well, I think it's more about them just advertising stuff like for Amazon.
Oh yeah. That too. Yeah. There's this guy I watch. He'll buy a bunch of like of the items he gets recommended on like Instagram. And you know how like terrible those are most of the time. And he'll just like review them. Like he's not sponsored by any of them. He'll just do it. And like, I wish I just like had the like, you know, screw it money to do right. that. Yeah.
That's the plan.
Sounds so cool. Just sounds like a fun video.
I just sent you a link for it. The Dice King Dice U2s. That looks really clean.
Wow, that's so cool. Oh, it's on sale for $20.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn, Prime. Come on. What are you doing to me?
Prime, come on. Come on.
I don't think any of these Park ones are on sale. They're all too new. Amazon has a pretty decent selection. But anyway, I don't even remember what we were talking about before this. Prime Day.
Prime. Content Prime creators. This is the folly of our idea. It's like, it's hard to remember what we're talking about. Right. But when we don't have a... Ooh, I actually might get this Charlie Brown Snoopy Thanksgiving. Me and my dad used to watch Charlie Brown stuff all the time.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just kind of... That's why... never mind. Anyway. Oh, wait, what? The complete manga set for Zelda is $30 off?
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. That's it. This is our Prime stream now.
Yeah, we're just going to go through all of them and tell you what to buy. Buy all of them.
Buy all of them. It's all our money, so go for it. Yeah, have fun. Live life to your fullest, you know? Also, I wanted to ask you this. When are we actually going to get that Monster sponsorship? Because I can't keep buying these 4-packs like a month.
I know. How does one go about reaching out for like a sponsorship? Do you just like email them and like,
yeah, hey, email them.
Have a YouTube channel. Do you want to sponsor it? Is it that easy?
Hey, yeah, it's either that or they contact you. You know, that's why you see on YouTube channels like business inquiries go here.
Oh, right. But,
so they can reach out to you, but yeah, I don't think we're big enough for
I mean, we could reach out. I mean, it won't hurt, right? What are they gonna say now?
Hey, you want to help a small time streamer and help us sell our soul to you?
You want to take our soul and I'll give it to you. You can have it.
I just want that that monster display, the fridge. Like I wonder how many monsters you get with a sponsorship.
With the sponsorship, I think they like. In the contract, I think they actually say they keep the fridge like full.
Stocked?
Yeah. Like if they open your stream and they see that it's like low, that's how they know to like send you more.
They're gonna have an issue then. They're like, we know you're low every day.
Yeah, like during the stream, you drink all of them. We are concerned. You're not supposed to do that.
Like it says it will cause kidney damage if you keep drinking like this. Yeah. Willick says you'll need 3,000 subs for sponsorships. Honestly, I feel like you need 10.
I was gonna say that seems like a low number, but I guess it depends
on how many views you have per video and stuff like that. But I'd assume 10,000 is where you actually my logic was like 4-digit subscribers means that like people will actually like look at your channel because you have 1,000 subscribers plus.
Right.
But once you have like 5 digits of subscribers. It's like, oh, now other opportunities can present themselves.
Right.
But, you know, we'll let you guys know that when we get a sponsorship, because I'll probably be crying. We have so many ideas for, like, ads that are actually, like, funny and interesting. I don't want to spoil we spoiled one.
We kind of did one on stream the other day, but I don't remember. I think only Skeeter was there to watch it.
Yeah, but Skeeter donated to us. He's our hero. Skeeter, yeah, this one, this episode
is our first donation.
I was genuinely surprised. I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean someone donated?
What do you mean someone gave us $5? Do they see? Are they watching the same stream I am?
I like this. Well, just having quote us having 11k subs mean, well, 10k subs mean what we say now matters. I mean, kind of. I mean, they're right. Joking, but is it really a joke?
To the broader, broader audience, yes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, not to diminish, you know, other content creators like ourselves, but realistically, you know, the amount of subs kind of correlates with how many views you have.
Right.
That's why I'm like, every video you watch, like, did you know that 20% of subscribers aren't, or 20% of viewers aren't subscribed?
Right.
I can't feed my kid this month. You know, things like that.
But you know what I really want? I don't know why that reminded me. I want one of those like earwax cameras. How do I?
What?
Yeah. Have you ever seen those? You plug it into your phone and it like, you can like look in your ear and scoop out the earwax with it. Oh, they are on sale. They're like $26.
I'm good. Did I ever tell you the like the couple days I was deaf from earwax buildup?
That's like my biggest fear. I like use Q-tips like absolutely like too many times a day.
Mine was built up in like my right ear, and it was literally like I could barely hear out of it.
Right.
So I went to the doctor. And they like flushed it out. It feels so weird. But I'm like, oh my God, finally. But like, I didn't know what was wrong with me because it just felt like my ear was congested, but like nothing was coming out.
Right.
I'm like, wow, this is a. But yeah, would I get a camera for it? Probably not.
It's on sale for like $16. So,
you know what? If, look, I call it self help stuff. So you want to get that? That helps you get with your earwax?
Treat myself. That's right.
I got a water pick because I want to do a better job flossing.
How much was the water pick? That sounds like a good idea too.
It's normally 100. The one I got is 50.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, when I went to the dentist, they're like, if you're not using like the OG floss, where like you rip it up and you rip it off, and like you know, like the pristine stuff, where unless you're using that, like just use a water pick, because it pressurized water. I'm like, you know what? I don't want more cavities, and I gotta take this more seriously.
Right.
Because I basically lost a tooth because it was like, one of mine has I think it's a cap where it's like the whole thing is just fake. It's just the core.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which I mean, honestly, I kind of wish all my teeth are like it, because then you don't really have to worry about cavities. It's just.
Right. It's like a win-win, right? Or a win-lose. You like, I don't know. Yeah, I lose my teeth, but, you know, it's kind of like. I don't have to worry about it.
I don't
it
have
anymore.
To worry. Yeah, I don't Never have to worry again. About it anymore. We're going to have like a dentist react to this video. And like, don't listen to their
These
advice.
Guys are not trained dentists. All right. Do not listen to what they're saying.
And then I would respond and be like, oh, yeah, well, you're that 1 out of 10 when it comes to, you know, how like 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this.
This last thing. Like, what about that? He sucks. He's mean. Don't listen to him.
This is that 1 out of 10. We hate him. Oh, man. But self-help, you know, of all the times you get something, it's Amazon. For self-help, it's for Amazon.
Right. Prime Day. Prime Day is the best day. Like, I think last year I got one of those, like, massage guns. They were so good.
I don't like massages. I don't know what it is. I'm just, like, too ticklish. I don't like, I just don't like it. I don't like being...
yeah
basically. I don't know, it's just not comfortable to me, which kind of sucks.
I wish it did more for me. It's just like, it's nice while I do it, but then the next day I like wake up and I'm just like, it's not like I didn't even use it, so.
And I'm back to being naughty.
And I'm back to being depressed. Great.
I don't think it's about the cure.
What it says right in the description.
I've been duped. It's ridiculous.
Madden 22 is on sale for $12.75.
Derek, don't buy it, man.
Maybe we could, you know, play a game. Oh, did you see people were making fun of the so like FIFA, or not FIFA, sorry, it's what is it, FC now, Football Club, that the new title. People were making fun of the like faces they used in it, because they're all like AI generated or something like that. So like the faces get these like wonky expressions and things like that. It looks absolutely hilarious.
See, sports games are really that's more of like when we have enough money to just throw away to have fun with.
Today we're sponsored by Madden, but we don't have nice things to say about Madden, so
we're just gonna play Madden with no commentary.
Right.
I like it. Must be some sick addiction to be like a Madden like fanatic.
Oh, it's got to be awful. Like you every absolutely year have like Stockholm syndrome. You are getting taken advantage of every year. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you. Find something else to play. It's so bad.
The we talked about last episode. I think where like it was like a couple million only play call. Like they have a PS5, but only play Call of Duty.
Oh, that's right. Like every year. I wish I could have that dedication to one. Yeah, I know. Game.
It's impressive.
It would save me thousands a year.
The old co-host Brandon, he has that kind of power. Like he can, and I'm kind of jealous of it. He just can stick to one game and just get really good and just like not want to play anything else. Because like I could like the Street Fighter, I got the platinum, which I'm like super proud of. But it's like then I'm like, oh, you know, I want to play Battle Bit now, and then it kind of just like it makes it harder to get better at that game because you want to play something else too. I don't know. It's just like, but at the same time, as content creators, unless you're dedicated to that one genre or game, we're probably better off getting like diversifying.
Right.
That's how I see it anyway. Oh, oh God, the monster burps. They're coming in strong. Oh man. And then what we're seeing each other next week, right?
Next week coming up next week's Pikmin.
Yeah, next week. Yeah. Pikmin 4. Pikmin 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pikmin 4. I'm so excited too. Like I feel like we had we had stuff to play, but we had this like weird little drought for a little while. Since Diablo at the beginning of June.
So. Oh, side note, when does Phantasm? That's a game? The ghost game?
Phasmophobia.
Oh, Phasmophobia. Yeah.
Oh, is it on sale still? Is the Steam sale going on still?
Oh, I wouldn't even think about that. I thought it was coming to Game Pass. I thought they're also adding like crossplay.
Oh, is it? Hold on.
I that's what they're adding is what I recall.
Because it is, we could get some other people to play. I know some people.
It's a 10 out of 10 on Steam. Holy crap.
Oh, the game's great. It's like actually cool. Like how you can use your in-game mic and like the ghost react to that stuff. The game is coming to both PS5 and Xbox Series S after cementing itself as a pandemic hit. Phasmophobia is making way to content with early access release
in August.
August, it says. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Or we just get it on PC.
Yeah, I'd have to see if my PC can run.
Oh, we need to. I really want to go back to Dead by Daylight, and we all play Survivors because Nicolas Cage was released.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he came out. You know what's weird? The Yu-Gi-Oh! Complete series, it went up in price. It didn't go down for Prime
Day. We know you want this, so you're...
I know. It's been in my cart for probably like 6 years now. It's $180. Why can't they just make another version of it and it be cheaper?
Is it not on Crunchyroll?
I don't know. I watched it on like Netflix all the time, but I haven't watched it in a long time, so I don't know where it is anymore.
Also, Derek, I'm not sure if you're reading the comments, but if you ignore Willix again, he might
Oh, sorry. Phasmophobia.
He might hunt you down.
What did he ask me in the first place?
He's like, how are you still single? No, he didn't.
You'll need 3K jobs for sponsorships, but it's sad, Derek, to wreck my dreams with one sentence.
Well, you know, you were saying that, like, he said that having 30 subs. No, the 30 subs thing. No, 30, like, that he has 30 subs, but that means that what he says doesn't matter.
Oh, no. I mean, it matters to you as long as that's all that matters. As long as it matters to you and your small community. But like in the bigger picture, like we're no Ludwig or Critical or.
One day
we'll be so big, and then we could ask Zach to be on the podcast, and I can just hear him scream into the mic, like fresh into my ears. Just
No. What I would want is to pay for him to go into like a studio booth and do like real recordings of like just right. sound bites, a scream.
I really want to go.
Also, slight update. So I ordered the Steam Deck yesterday, and it already shipped.
Damn.
Said it would take 1 to 2 weeks.
Service.
I said the Steam Summer Sale. Okay, well, sale is okay. It's still up till September 17th. I don't know what world you live in, but it is not up till September 17th. In fact, it ends today or tomorrow.
Oh, whenever you. Sorry, Willis. What? I didn't realize that's what he had meant.
Oh, with that. Wait, double side note. Maybe I shouldn't. No, I was going to say Elden Ring's also on sale. I'm like, now I'm getting the Steam Deck kind of certified. You know, it's like, it kind of changes things for me now.
That's right.
It's like, you know, I'm not sure if you're going to think I'm selfish for this. There's a part of me, and this is a real talk. I feel like we can be real with each other. There's part of me where, like, am I actually in love with Derek? But then there's another part of me. There's another part of me where it's like, if we got, so let's say we got like a studio, right, for like our recordings and stuff.
Right.
Realistically, all your all your stuff would fill up the entire place, right? Versus, I only have a few things. So, like, does it really matter if I have collecting stuff if you already own everything?
No. Not really, honestly. It's a big brain thing to think of it that way, honestly.
No, it's like, fucked I don't
me,
wanna...
like, without fucking me.
Like, I don't want to be a douche, but realistically.
No, it's so true, right? Like, why do we buy the same things if we're just going to have a studio together with...
Right, exactly.
It makes sense, you know, yeah. So. No, it just right, makes so. Sense. I just hate that it makes sense.
Like, economically, it makes sense for me to... buy things on sale because right. you get everything physically anyway.
You could converse me into buying these things that you want, and it's just like, yeah, one day it'll be mine too. So it's fine.
I'm telling you, you want iPhone 15. I'm telling you, like,
buy two of them, just do it. Don't ask why, just do it.
One for a collector's item. but also, man. I'm sure you don't watch like Apple videos or anything like that, but like the breakdowns of the iOS.
Oh,
and
the
stuff.
Like but, reveals and stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean more like when like Apple YouTubers where they're like, oh, on you know in the newest phone it's gonna have this, this, and this. But they buy like four versions of like the same phone just for review purposes.
Right.
I'm like, dude, they're like their overhead must be insane to be able to purchase like five different versions of the same iPhone. That's
oh,
like,
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like, that's gotta be nuts.
Yeah, they're insane. I don't know how they get away with that.
I remember who it was, but they're like, oh yeah, I have one iPhone for purely filming, one iPhone for, like, texting and casual stuff, and the third iPhone for emergencies on me at all times. So I'm just like, what's the emergency? Yeah, lost the other two?
I lost the other two and can't buy another one right now.
It's not on Find My. Where is it? I don't know. Like, you know, it's just I don't know. Like the amount of money they must get, it's got to be enough to make it worthwhile to them. You know?
Oh yeah, they're by from their sponsorships and all that stuff.
Because I would be so pissed if I bought a $2,000 product and then my video went out and it's just like nothing,
right?
No views, and then it's like, cool, I just wasted my money. Yeah. Speaking of wasting, YouTube, stop screwing us, okay? Some days the shorts do amazing, other days there's nothing. What is your problem?
Yeah, I don't get that, okay? It took us it was like literally a day we got like to 95, 11, or 1095 for subs. And then, what was it, like days we slaved just to get those last five, dude. Come on.
The worst part is I saw it live go up to 1099 and then it dropped down to 1095.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, come on.
I'm like, come on.
What did YouTube? I do to don't... hurt you, YouTube? Come on.
We don't want any, look, we don't want to pay out anyone or any more people. Okay. It's just,
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Right. We see you rising and we don't like it. Okay.
I don't like the rate you guys are rising at, and you're going to have to stop here.
We're right going to have to stop you. You know what? We could probably call it here. It's like, yeah. It's an hour.
I can't believe we just talked for an hour. It didn't.
Yeah.
I feel like we just like that's by. Like our normal talking, like our normal.
Right. Banter. Right. Exactly. Yeah, this is like a new format we wanted to try out. I think it's a real fun success. What do you think? Should we try again sometime, Derek?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, cool. Cool. And then we can kiss and, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking out loud. Yeah,
that's off stream. The after hours.
Right. One last. Oh, what you okay. Got some?
No, it was.
Oh, you're the clap.
I was ready for the outro, but.
Oh, I still haven't figured out how to get the outro to work properly. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna need a. Can you just hum it? It's like.
That wasn't defamation at all. Guys, join the Discord. Follow us everywhere: Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Kick, Rumble, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast. Yeah, everywhere. Anything you could think of, we're there.
Right.
Yeah, it's a Bidoof zone. That's right.
I'm leaving that up for the rest of the stream. That's gonna be the name of the next episode. The next episode like this, it's Bidoof. I want these episodes, like, I don't know what to name this episode, but I like that idea where it's just something like it's
I'll put Bidoof in like a race car with sunglasses on. There we go. That's the thumbnail. Sneak peek.
Oh, we need a Bidoof emote.
Yes. Oh, the god Bidoof from join the Discord.
Rusty?
Yeah, Pokemon Rusty, dorkly.
Yeah.
Join the Discord. We're going to start doing like movie nights and stuff because why not? It'll be fun. We're going to watch Saw tonight if anybody wants to come join. I know Willix said he might come join or saw it at least. So, yeah.
We're going to do live commentary during the movie. And
yeah, live commentary. At some point. Yeah. Greatest five Monday, stars Friday, everywhere still. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff.
Oh, you good?
Yeah, I think I got everything.
Okay. Mondays and Fridays, we stream gaming and stuff like that. Wednesdays, we're doing the podcast. And if there's enough time, apparently, if we actually take to an hour movie nights or something afterwards, figure something out.
Happy birthday, Smelly.
Smelly? I don't
know. You came in at the end?
Miss Smelly?
You know what? I love it. Smelly, happy birthday. Happy
birthday, Smelly. Happy birthday, Smelly. You're... Hold on a second. Was it this one? Yeah, I'll do chant. Let's see chant.
Smelly, 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 smelly.
Yes, I got it. Every time I commit, I just get more motion sick. That's like that's my tattoo.
Got you, Smelly.
Oh yeah. So like I was saying, Mondays, Fridays, gaming and stuff like that. Wednesdays, talk about news, or we just have a fun episode like this. Definitely a lot of fun. Want to do it again? Subscribe. Donate to us, please, if you can help. Helping out means a lot. There's a link wherever you find this. We also live stream on Twitter. I'm not sure if Derek mentioned that on Wednesdays for the podcast. I'm your host, Derek. He's also Derek. This is a Best Friends Gaming Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Praise the Lamb.
I got it just in time.